This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Election Commission of India has announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of next month, while in Tamil Nadu polling will be taking place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of next month. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of this month. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of next month. Mr. Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory. The Election Commission has also announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, the notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued today and polling will be held on 9th of next month.
There will be 8 by-elections, that is Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland and Tripura. And the schedule would be that the assembly constituencies for Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura, the polling will be held on 9th of April and for the assembly constituencies of Gujarat and Maharashtra on 23rd. The counting shall be on 4th of May for all the cases.
The Embassy of India in Doha informed that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate 3 more flights to India for the next 2 days. These flights will connect Qatar with New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. Meanwhile, some Indian nationals stranded in Qatar, including transit passengers and short-term visitors, may require essential medicines. They have been advised to contact the helpline of the Indian Community Benevolent Forum at 00974-7046-2114 for assistance. Delhi Food and Supplies Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has reassured Delhi residents that cooking gas supplies are stable in the national capital and there is no need for panic. Sending a clear message against hoarders, Mr. Sirsa emphasized that the government is actively monitoring the situation. He said the government has deployed 70 teams from the police, weights and measures and food supplies departments to monitor markets, check stocks and take action against hoarding or unfair practices. In Odisha, 2 persons were killed, several others got seriously injured and more than 200 houses were damaged after a severe nor'wester struck Mayurbhanj district last afternoon. Strong winds uprooted several trees and electricity poles across at least 12 villages in the district. The seriously injured persons have been shifted to a nearby hospital, while about 4 others sustained minor injuries. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has issued an orange warning for Mayurbhanj district for today, forecasting thunderstorms with lightning, hail and gusty winds. A yellow warning has also been issued for Sundargarh, Keonjar, Balasore and Bhadrak districts of Odisha. The weather has changed in Himachal Pradesh and some places experienced hailstorm and light rainfall yesterday. During the past 24 hours, snowfall has also been reported on higher peaks. In Sikkim, heavy rainfall accompanied by strong winds and thunderstorms affected several areas of the state including Gangtok. One 55-year-old lady lost her life in Gangtok. India finished its campaign at the World Boxing Futures Cup in Bangkok with a haul of 5 medals, including a gold, 3 silver and a bronze. Competing across the Youth Olympic weight categories, the Indian U19 men's and women's teams delivered a series of strong performance. On the final day yesterday, India bagged 1 gold and 3 silver medals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.